time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. Find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Happy Saturday. At least it's Saturday where I am. Hope you are doing well. We're getting right into halfway into the year. Hope you've got your goals. You're working on your goals. Things are being accomplished. And you're also having fun. Last week I went on a 13-mile hike up here in the mountains, and tomorrow I'm considering something of the same nature, either going up to South Sisters or some of the beautiful waterfalls we have up here. But there's always an abundance of activities to have up here, and it's great to be in the physical condition to go out and enjoy these. And this is what we're talking about. We're going over the habits of peak performers, 21 habits of peak performers, if you're just joining us. And we've gone through the mental habits, we've gone through the emotional habits, and now we're going into the physical habits of peak performers. And what we want to do is be able to create this blueprint of what peak performers, how they think and how they behave, so that you can model this in your life, so you can take a look at yourself and say, am I doing this in my life, and how can I improve it, and just being able to reach your full human potential by embracing these 21 habits. So we've been into the physical habits, and today we're going to be talking about, which is more of a, it's not necessarily a habit, but it's a more of an effect of the other habits, and that is peak performers are resilient to illness and disease. And it's because of the other physical and mental and emotional habits that peak performers are almost immune to any communicable diseases like colds and flus. There is no cold season for them. There is no flu season for them. If they do feel like they might be coming down with something, they immediately go into mental rehearsal and watch their body heal itself. So they talk themselves out of being ill, if you will. They don't go, wow, I don't feel good, I don't do this. You know, when you start coming down with a cold, you go, oh, I don't know, it's good, I got a cold, I'm doing this. So peak performers don't say they're coming down with a cold. They go, ooh, I still have a lot of me that feels good. I want to expand that. And so they lay down, they visualize their body growing healthy, and they know they can't be bothered with being ill because they got too much to accomplish. They're on a path. They're excited about life, and they just can't be bothered with it. So they really don't even recognize it. Only to the fact that they just keep improving their immune system. And they know that their mental health and their emotional health keep their physical health in check. So they use all of this as a synergistic system. And think about it. You know, how if you're looking at your physical health as an effect, as in a result of your mental health and your emotional health, what is your body telling you? Do you have aches and pains? And this just doesn't even mean colds and flus, but do you have constant chronic aches and pains? You know, that's your unconscious mind telling you to pay attention to something. It doesn't mean, it can mean that you may have bad form if you're working out or you ran too far. Yet once those things are gone and you have these constant pains, you know, your unconscious mind is there to protect and preserve the body. So these are signals from your unconscious mind. And there's a great book out by Louise Hay. She's a wonderful author, owns Hay House Publishing. It's called Heal Your Life, or You Can Heal Your Body. Her movie is called Heal Your Life. You can heal your body. And she, over the years and years and years and years of experience of working with people, have correlated certain ailments, certain discomforts with a potential disempowering thinking. So her book, you can find on Amazon. It's a great book, and you can go, lower back pain is generally associated with worry about finances. Joint pains in the knees, I think, is worried about moving forward in life. So if you have these pains, you know, a peak performer doesn't have them. And if they do get any of these pains, they go immediately into their mind and into their emotions and figure out what's going on so that they can heal their body. They know that if medical attention is required, they break something, they get a severe laceration, and they have to go see a doctor, that's fine. They use the resources around them, but their recovery time is almost half of what somebody else is. You know, how have you heard of people getting these operations and their knee hurts for days and weeks and months and years? Well, those lingering pains, it's been proven, are psychological, because there's no reason for the pain to be there on most of the time when you read these stories. Well, the peak performer knows that. So as they're recovering, they are also using mental rehearsal to heal their body, to mend their body. So, and on an average, these peak performers live a lot longer than those who are not. And it's not that you're not a peak performer, but we're looking at the habits, right? So when we look at the accumulation of the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and the financial, which we'll get into in a bit, when you put all those habits together, we label it as, quote, a peak performer. So peak performers live longer and happier and healthier because of the accumulation of all these habits, which we are going into. And so when you start looking at your health, how do you want to live? Are you declaring how you want to live, or are you declaring what, quote, is that your back hurts, I have a cold, I don't feel good, I'm tired, I'm unmotivated, right? So are you declaring what is, which will maintain what is, or are you declaring what you want? I have a healthy body. It's flexible. It's strong. It takes care of me. I am full of energy. So what are you declaring to the universe? What are you declaring to your unconscious mind that is manifesting in your body? So take a look at that. Take a look at your body. Or are you taking a leave 4 times a day because of aches and pains? What are you doing? What are you taking that is because of aches and pains in your body, where if you had a different mindset, a different emotional set, even perhaps started working out or getting some massage, taking care of your body, how these pains would be eliminated and you'd be able to move through life in a very fluid fashion. That is the other thing, right? That peak performers, they just not only visualize, they take care of themselves. If they can't go to a massage therapist, they use a foam roller. They do stretching. They know that they can take care of their body, that by purposely, consciously working on their body will take care of them, right? Because your body, everything manifests through your body. Everything. Whether you're building a doghouse, whether you're typing an email, whether you're driving to work, everything manifests through your body. Think about that. So as your body starts to not support you anymore with aches and pains or obesity or chronic illness or sickness or whatever that might be, your manifestation is going to be diminished. When your body is healthy and you can move around and you're full of energy, the things that you can manifest are going to be greatly increased. So take a look at your body, feel your body. What is going on there? Look at it. Find the homeopathic, find the naturopathic remedies to help with that, and mentally rehearse how you want your body to look and feel, and do that on a consistent, persistent basis, you will start to see changes. You will start to feel better, and you will start to manifest more in your life. Think about it. If you're tired, if you're achy, and you don't want to move around, you can't go after the joys of life. You can't go for a walk in the wildflowers. You can't create a business. You can't pick up your kids or your grandkids, or you can't do things if your body is aching. You just won't do it, and then life becomes disappointing because, oh, I can't do this because of my back. I can't do this because of my knees. I can't do this. Where if you take care of your body will allow you to manifest so much joy and happiness in your life because of the things that you're going to be able to do. So, of course, with all of this, before you start anything, you want to go see a doctor. I say that with caution, however, but I would want you to go see somebody. Go see a physical therapist if it's challenging. Go see a personal trainer if you need to lose some weight. Join a CrossFit box. Do something and pay attention to your thoughts about what you are saying to yourself about your body. Hire a nutritionist if you're overweight. Do something positive that will have a dramatic effect on your body so that you will be able to enjoy life to its fullest. A great resource to help with the mindset part of this is my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can find that on the blog where this podcast is hosted. You'll see a banner on the right-hand side. Just click on it. It'll take you to the book itself. If you really want to take this and all the other habits that we've been talking about so far to a deeper, deeper level, I strongly suggest the one-on-one Warrior's Quest. It's basically a vision quest that will help you uncover and dig out your limiting beliefs. Find out what your passions are. Find out what your purpose is. Find out all the things that have been holding you back and eliminate them. Then create a compelling future, a bright future for you to go to. So this Warrior's Quest is just, it's one-on-one. It's me and you for 3 days. And then we get to spend a bunch of time afterwards doing some coaching one-on-one once a month. So those are two resources to help you with that. And what I would strongly encourage you to do is just sit with yourself. What is your body trying to tell you? What is your body trying to tell you? If you are in great shape, good. What's your body trying to tell you? It's telling you to get up and go for a walk. Get up and help other people. Get up and do this. If your body is aching, what is it trying to tell you? So the assignment, or if you will, the meditation for this week would be is, what is your body trying to tell you? So that covers the resistance to illness and disease part of the physical habit. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, or even if you didn't, I would love to get feedback on this podcast and any other future topics you'd like me to cover. You can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab, and you can either send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.